परिग्राहचार्य सदस्मा भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रोभा की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णवेंद्र की जय। रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। सावी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। और गौरी से दया समृद्ध हो। और गौरी से दया समृद्ध हो। All glories to the Asmal Thank you. चेतदर्पणमार्जनम भवमहादाभाग्य निर्वापनम श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम विद्यावधु जीवनम आनंदामृतिवर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णामृतास्वादनम परं विजयते श्रीकृष्ण संकीर्तनम। All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana. This chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 16 words, 32 letters, each word, 2 letters, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. So, very simple method, anyone can practice it. We are distributing this Hare Krishna movement, the holy words, the holy name of God, and everyone is chanting. It is not difficult. In any foreign country, all over the world, it is not that because it is made of Sanskrit letters, pronunciation, Sanskrit words, in other parts of the world, they cannot utter it. Even a child cannot. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories to the chanting of this Hare Krishna mantra. Why? Because Cheta Darpana Marjanam. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, there is no loss for you, but there is great gain. This is the significance. We are distributing this Hare Krishna mantra, not with any charges, free. We are chanting, anyone can hear and repeat. There is no monetary loss, but if you chant it, then you have got the greatest gain of life. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories to the chanting of this holy name. Why? Because it cleanses the heart. Cheta Darpana Marga. Darpana means mirror. Marjanam means cleansing. So our heart is just like mirror. It requires to be cleansed. That's all. It is contaminated by the material dust. We spirit soul, we are as pure as God. God is pure. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is addressed as Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. Pavitram means the purest. So, we are part and parcel of God. We are also purest. We may be very small, just like gold particles. Gold, lump of gold or mine, gold in the mine. That gold and a very small particle of gold, qualitatively, they are gold. You cannot say, because a small particle, you cannot say it is iron. No, it is also gold. Similarly, we understand from Bhagavad Gita that living entities, all of us, we are part and parcel, minute particle of the Supreme Spirit. The Supreme Spirit is called Parabrahma. Parabrahma Paramdhama Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. This was the realization of Arjuna after hearing Bhagavad Gita. He understood Krishna as Parabrahma, the Supreme Brahma. Brahma means spirit. Parabrahma Paramdhama. The rest of everything is resting on the energy. Just like the sunshine. Sunshine is the energy of the sun glow. So, all these planets within this universe, they are resting on sunshine. You know, you are all science. Students of science, you know, due to the heat in the sunshine, the planets are rotating and resting on the sunshine. Similarly, there is a shining effulgence from the body of God, Krishna. That is called Brahma Jyoti, impersonal Brahma. Person is Krishna. From the person, the effulgence, the illumination is coming, that is called Brahma Jyoti. And in that Brahma Jyoti, everything is resting. From the Brahma Jyoti, innumerable universes are coming, effulgence from the body of God. The example you can very easily understand. That the shining, the sun shine is emanating from the sun globe. And the sun globe is a planet where the sun god is there. Sun god is there, not only sun god, when we speak of God or any big personality, he has got his associates. Just like your President Nixon. When we speak of Mr. Nixon, it means his secretaries, his office, his paraphernalia, his government, so on. Not alone. Similarly, when we speak of God, God means with his associates, with his energy, with his power, everything. So, God is expanded everyone. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatamidam sadvam abhaktam murtina. I am spread everywhere, all pervading. in my impersonal teacher. Mayas tatamidam sarvam. Tatamidam means I am expanded. Everywhere. Here is also God. Where you are sitting, there is God. Everywhere. God is all pervasive. Exactly like the sun shines. Although you are in this room, the sun shine is within the room. You know all. Because it is daytime, the sunshine is there in the sky. The sunshine is always there in the sky. But it becomes light on account of my eyes being covered. On the juxtaposition of the earth. The sun is there, always. Similarly, when we cannot see God by some reason or other, God is always there. He's all expanding everywhere. But we cannot see because our eyes are covered. But this cover, covered eyes can be the uncovered. There is process. What is that process? The process is to develop your love of God. This is also very simple to understand. If you love somebody, you are all young boys and girls, naturally you are attracted either with some boy or with a girl. But if you actually have got love for him or her, you'll always see. This is a practical thing. Similarly, if you develop your love of God, then you will be able to see God everywhere, at every moment. It is not very difficult. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Prema-anjana-charita-bhakti-vilochanena santa-sadaiva-ridayesu-vilokayanti yam-syama-sandaram-machinta-gunasya-rupam Govindam Adipurusam Tavang Bhajami. This verse was written by Lord Brahma. He said, those who are saintly persons, pure devotee. Pure devotee means one who has no other desire than to serve God. He is a pure devotee. Everyone is servant here, all of us present. But someone is serving Maya, the illusion, and someone is serving the Supreme Lord. So everyone is serving. Nobody can say that I am not serving. No, you cannot say. Even if you have no master, then you create one master. A dog or cat, and you serve. So you cannot be free from service. That's a fact. Either you serve the society, or serve your family, serve your country, or somebody, cats, dogs. You have to serve. That is your position. But this service is confusing. Frustrating. Let I take for example, in your country, President Kennedy. He was serving his country, you elected him president, but somebody did not like, shot him. He's dead. In our country also, Mahatma Gandhi, he was recognized servant of the father of the nation, but somebody shot him. So the idea is that in this material world, however perfectly you give your service, the service taker and the service giver, nobody will be satisfied. Nobody, at any time. It is illusion. Therefore it is called Maya. Maya means you are doing something only for nothing. That is called Maya. Maya means nothing, which has no existence. Phantasmagoria, which has no existence, why you accept something. So, the premanjana churita, therefore our happiness, our real position is to convert or transfer this service to Krishna or God. That is our mission. And when you transfer your service to Krishna or God, you are serving, but you are being frustrated in this material service. The person to whom you are rendering service, he is never satisfied, neither you are satisfied. That is the position, try to understand. Now what? So, the real sense is, that is cetadarpanamarjana, cleansing the heart, that I am serving throughout my whole life, my country and my family, but they are not satisfied. And I am also not satisfied. Then what is the remedy? The remedy is that service spirit is your constitutional position. You have to serve. But because you have placed your service spirit in a wrong place, you are frustrated. You have to put it into the right place. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to push on this movement, change the consciousness. Now our consciousness is polluted, muddy. Somebody is thinking I am Indian, somebody is thinking I am American, and they are fighting one another, just like Russia, America, Vietnam. Everyone is thinking, I am Vietnamese, I am Russian, I am American. So the interest clash one another, overlap. The circle of activities, the center being missed. Just like if there is center, from the center if you draw a circle, then no circle will overlap. But if you miss the center, any circle you make, it will overlap with that. So we are missing the center. The center is God or Krishna. With God center, if we expand our activities, either country service or society service or family service or any service, you expand, but you keep the center, then it will be very nice. It will never overlap. But if you miss the point, Krishna, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravattate, Krishna says, I am the center of all activity. So our Krishna consciousness movement is, we don't stop activities. Don't think that we are creating some lazy fellow. No. We have got our activities. Well, just like our activities, this propagation of Krishna consciousness. So we are using everything. Some foolish person says that if you are advancing spiritual consciousness, why you are using material? But the foolish person do not know that in our view there is nothing material. Actually, there is nothing material. Material means when you forget the center, then it is material. Just like the same thing, that the in the sky there is sun. It is always there. You can see. But when there is cloud, you cannot see. Now, where from this cloud comes? The cloud also comes from the sun. Not that cloud is an external thing, it comes. But when the cloud comes, you cannot see the sun. Similarly, a cloud-like substance is Maya. When Maya covers your eyes, you cannot see God. You cannot know God. But as the cloud comes and goes, it is not a permanent feature in the sky. Similarly, Maya may come and go also. The process to be known, how to drive away Maya. So how to drive away Maya, that is also, there are so many processes, how to become clean. Drive away Maya means something, phantasmagoria is covering my eyes, I have to cleanse it. That is called Chetadhamma. The Maya is also in the heart. How it is? The same thing. I am servant, but I am thinking I am master. This is Maya. I am actually serving, but I am thinking just like a businessman. He is serving, he is always busy. He is serving his customer, he is serving his clerks, his managers, his secretaries, so many. Unless he satisfies everyone, his business cannot go on. So actually he is serving. If you go to see a big businessman, so, my dear sir, I have no time to see you. Why? Because I am serving. He is thinking that I am master, but he is busy in service, so that he has no time to see anyone. If he is master, why does he say that he has no time? He must have immense time, but he has no time because he is actually engaged in service. So this is Chetadarpana Marjana. When you cleanse your heart, you'll understand that I am thinking that I am master, but actually I am serving. This is cleansing of life. Then the next question will be, then whom I am serving? For what interest? If you think that I am serving for my sense gratification, I have to eat, I have to sleep, I must have sex, and I must defend, these are necessities of the body. These necessities are there in the animal form of life also. The animal also, they eat, they sleep, they accept desire, they fulfill it, and they also defend in their own way. So these four principles are common. They fulfill it, and they also defend in their own way. So these four principles are common to the human being and to the animal. So actually we are engaged in human society for economic development, for advancement of so many things, actually for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Whatever you do, these four things are there. You may eat in a very nice plate, nice palatable foodstuff, then business is eating. And the hog may eat stool, that is also eating. So the eating process is there in the hog and in the human being. So there is no difference in eating. You are hungry, so you want to eat something. So somebody is eating something, you are eating something. So eating process is there. Similarly sleeping, similarly mating, similarly defending. So these processes are there. So what is Chetadarpana Marjanam? The Chetadarpana Marjanam, how to cleanse the heart. When you think that I am also eating, and the animal also eating, and the bird is also eating, but he has no problem of eating, I have that problem of eating. Just try to understand. A bird has no problem. In the morning, he does not think where he has to eat. He knows, my eatables are there somewhere. I go just in the tree and there is fruit, I eat it. Similarly, every man has also something eatable everywhere. That is not a problem. But we have created problem for eating, sleeping, mating, which is no problem for the animals. Just titles. And this is God. Then if you think clearly, that the animals, the birds, the beasts, they have no problem for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Why we are civilized human beings, why we have got this problem? That means you have created the problem. You have created this problem. Our so-called civilization means we have created so many problems. So, this cetadarpana marjanam means to solve all the problems. That is Krishna consciousness. If you take to this Krishna consciousness moment, then all the problems of the society, human society of the world, will be solved. The first thing is Krishna consciousness moment. We accept that everything belongs to God. Take for example, now we are claiming, this is my country. That you Americans, you have got vast land, but you formerly this vast land did not belong to you. You are European somewhere. Its land was like vacant, it belonged to the Red Indians. But by force you came, now you are claiming that it is your land. Actually it is not your land. It is God's land. The land was there before you came here and is still there. And maybe after some 100 years or you may vacate and somebody may come. This is going on. Actually the land is there. It belongs to God. And we are claiming, this is my land, this is my land. And therefore there is struggle, there is war, there is animosity and so on. But if people accept this philosophy that all land on the surface of the globe belongs to God, Krishna, then whole problem is immediately solved. Is it not? If I, just like I am sitting here in this hall of the university, I am speaking, there is no trouble. But if I claim, now I have sat down in this room for 2 hours or 1 hour, now it has become my problem. Then there is trouble. I came as an outsider and I remained here for 1 hour. How can I claim this is my property? Similarly, we are coming. Of course we do not know. There is no such education from where we are coming. Or after death where we are going. But we can know all these things from Vedic literature. I come here, I and you, far and stay here. Instead of few hours, you must stay here for few years. Then how this land becomes yours? This is called Maya. Actually, this land does not belong to anyone. It is the property of God. Now this vast ocean, have we created this vast ocean? The big lump of matter, these hills, have we created? Who has created? If anyone has created, then he is the proprietor. How I claim that I am the proprietor? So Krishna consciousness movement is to propagate this sense, this consciousness, that everything belongs to God. Ishara samidam sabbam. This is Vedic injunction, Ishopanishad. We have published our book, Ishopanishad. Ishara samidam sabbam. Everything belongs to God. And everyone of us, we are children of God. We have got right. that you'll find in the animal kingdom. They are actually falling. If you throw a bag of rice or wheat on the street, so many birds will come and they will eat. But as soon as that bill is fulfilled, 2 grains or 5 grains, they go out. They won't take the grains for stocking for tomorrow or speculating for business. They never do. But we human beings, because we are civilized, as soon as we see there is enough grain, or let us take home, stock it. Tomorrow we shall sell and speculate, make some profit. This is going. So if you actually take to this Krishna consciousness, then in the economy, there is no scarcity, actually. Suppose in India there is scarcity of grain, but here in America there is enough grain production. In the government request, they don't produce more. Why? If there are so many hungry men all over the world, why don't you stop? Why you stop? Produce, distribute it. Everything belongs to God, and everyone is God's children. Why one should suffer? This is another Vedic communism. According to Vedic communism, in your house, if there is a lizard, if there is an insect, if there is a rat, if there is a snake, you have to see that everyone has got his food. That is Krishna consciousness. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is nothing extra. It is simply cleansing your heart to understand things as they are. That's all. Nothing external. You have to understand that you are eternal servant of God or Son. Son is also servant of the Father. So as you take it, if you take as Father, then Father's desire should be fulfilled. Father orders something, you have to carry on. That is the duty of the Son. Similarly, religion means to carry out the orders of God. That's all. This is simple definition of religion. You may define religion with some bombastic word. This is religion. Religion means to abide by the orders of God. That is it. But unfortunately we do not know God. We know, but we do not try to understand what is God. Neither there is any education, university to teach actually what is God, what is His function, how does He live, where does He live, what does He order. We do not know. That is the missing part. This human form of life is meant for understanding God only. There is no other business. But instead of understanding God, we have created so many problems, and our life is being spoiled in solving all these problems. That is the difficulty. So if you take to this Krishna consciousness movement, automatically all problems will be solved. Problems are already solved. Due to our misunderstanding, we are creating problems. There is no problem at all. But the same misunderstanding, that this land does not belong to me, I am claiming, it is my land. This body, I am not this body, but I am claiming, I am this body. Similarly, we do not know what is the aim of life. We are taking to so many unnecessary engagements. The human life is so valuable that not a single moment he cannot spare for any other business than Krishna consciousness. Even from business point of view, as Chanakya Pandit says, Ayusha chanaya kopi nalabdha sanakotivi sachet mirat khakavanita kanuhanistatudhika. Any portion of your life, just like today 10th, May. Now, 6 o'clock morning, 10th May, it is brown. It will never come back. So if that 6 o'clock morning of 10th May you have spoiled for nothing, then how much you have lost? Because that will never come. If you pay millions of dollars, please bring me back that 6 o'clock, 10th May, 1972 again. No, it will never come. So if you spoil time, so valuable, the valuable in consideration that you cannot get it back in exchange of money, therefore it is valuable. So every moment should be utilized to understand your position. Your position means to understand you are eternal servant of God, and your duty to carry out the orders of God. If you understand simply these two things, that you are eternal servant of God and you have to carry out the orders of God. He is the supreme proprietor. He is the supreme friend. Not only proprietor, just like a father. He is the proprietor of your house, of your home. But he is your best friend at the same time. Nobody can be best friend than your father. Similarly, these three things, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatam Sam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatam Am Shanti Michati. Shanti, peace. If you want peace, if you don't want to be confused and frustrated, then try to understand these three things. What is that? God is the supreme enjoyer. God is my supreme friend. And He is the supreme proprietor of everything. These three things. That is Krishna consciousness. So if you try to understand our philosophy, we have got volumes of books, or you simply chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is no charges, there is no loss on your part, but if you kindly chant, you understand everything, because your heart will be cleansed. Thank you. First of all, you should know that our moment is Krishna consciousness.